credit cards are a truly massive transfer of wealth from working class and middle class people to the wealthy.
They're getting money from both sides and loving it. It's not so great for the rest of us.
In February, Capital One, the massive credit card lender, announced that it's merging with a competitor, Discover. The merger, if it happens, would create the largest credit card company in the US. This market is dominated by the big credit card lenders, like Capital One. I talked to somebody who knows this market from the inside. Elena Botea worked at Capital One from 2013 to 2018. There, she saw firsthand the strategy that's made it enormously profitable, and it wasn't at all what she expected.
So if you look at Capital One compared to other credit card companies, what you see is much more aggressive marketing to people who could probably not pay back their loans.
Instead of targeting the wealthy, Capital One pushes credit cards on customers likely to miss their monthly payments, working people.
We're talking, you know, about underwriting up to a point where one in three people are going to default and then get sued.
But what surprised Elena was that the company's top profits came from something else its customers didn't ask for. Increases to their credit limits. Unsolicited enticements to spend more.
A huge amount of this debt, right, is not coming from people coming forward and saying, I want to borrow money. That realization that a lot of this debt was basically induced was sort of the first thing that made me realize, like, just this whole market doesn't work the way I thought it worked.
For credit card lenders, raising a credit limit is so profitable because the more purchases they can get customers to put on the card, the more interest and fees they're likely to rack up. The average American now pays over $1,000 a year in credit card interest and fees. And last year, credit card debt in the US reached over $1 trillion for the first time. At the same time, credit card interest rates have doubled in the last decade, reaching a record high in 2023. A recent report by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau showed that the bigger the credit card company, the higher its interest rates and fees. For the millions of Americans with lower credit scores, Capital One is the largest credit card lender. The second largest is Discover. But Discover's interest rates are on average 2 percentage points less than Capital One's. So there's little question that combining these companies would raise prices for Discover customers.
When Capital One and Discover are allowed to merge, there's fewer competitors, more opportunity to raise prices. We're talking about going from families spending $1,100 on interest per year in fees to, like, I mean, how far up can that be pushed before Americans reach a breaking point?